greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
We sing the praises of Eric Zorn.
We do. He's sitting right next to us.
How embarrassing. I'm right here.
Come on. Don't be embarrassed. Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. Eric, we have not discussed the passing of Adam West because at noon on the stream, Mike Toomey is going to be on, and we're going to discuss it extensively, the loss of TV's Batman. But you wanted to chime in a little bit, and why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you want to? Adam West was such a, and the whole Batman phenomenon was really huge when I was growing up. And I'm a little older than you guys are, but it was a big deal. And I just remember Adam West and Burt Ward being these, and then all these movie stars who played with him who I'd never heard of in any other context. Because you know how would a child know about Burgess Meredith, right?
So all these
stars were going on that show. And Adam West was so cool. He was such a cool Batman, so laconic and wry and witty and then he
was up till the end. I can't believe he was 88.
He was so cool in real life.
And he was doing voices. He did voices on The Simpsons, right? Or
Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah.
Playing essentially himself, the mayor of the city named Adam West, who was.
But it was like a huge. As soon as I saw his name in the news alert headline, I just went, oh no.
Yeah.
He's gone. Part of my childhood is gone. So I'll really look forward to hearing that on the stream. It should be really interesting.
For a long time, the Batman villains were dropping like flies. All the people who played bad guys on Batman were dying. But the three good guys, Adam West, Burt Ward, and Yvonne Craig, lived. And then a couple months ago, we lost Yvonne Craig, Batgirl, and now Batman. And
Robin better be worried.
I was thinking about...
How old is Burt Ward?
How could you possibly find out? He would be in his 70s. Right? Wow. He would be around, somewhere in his 70s.
Online this morning, I saw some of the early screen tests for Batman, and they were showing some other actors who had tried out. And
Lyle Wagner.
Lyle Wagner did, and he was...
It was almost Lyle Wagner as Batman.
He might not have been bad, but no one could do it like Adam West.
So
and they contrasted the scenes, where Adam West just had that. He had that kind of...
Perfect.
He sort of was in on the joke just enough.
Yeah.
Right.
And I remember, my parents would watch also, that they would, so they kind of were in on the joke. A little bit like Sesame Street was later, which was like there was enough there for adults to kind of, there were like throwaway lines that kids would never get and so on. So it was such a phenomenon. I remember everyone was into bat stuff. There were all kinds of bat jokes and everyone was Batman for Halloween.
It's probably the most colorful television show that's ever been. The color palette that they used was just so... striking.
Because it was like an animated comic book when you watched it with the pow and the zing.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. And the guest stars you mentioned who played villains, they were lining up. They wanted so badly to be a villain on Batman. Otto Preminger, who was a well-known film director.
Mr. Freeze.
It was one of the Mr. Freezes. Said that no matter what he achieved, his grandchildren only knew him as Mr. Freeze from Batman. He's directed a bunch of movies.
Who was the other Mr. Freeze?
Eli Wallach.
I'm never playing Trivial Pursuit with this guy.
Why would you even try your hand?
I was pretty happy to know Otto Preminger was Mr. Freeze. I thought I was.
And George Sanders also. There were three Mr. Freezes.
No, really?
And three Catwomans.
He's lying now.
Catwomen.
Catwomen. Catwomans, did I say?
Yes.
Yeah, Catwomen, sorry. What am I thinking?
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Can you name the three?
Yvonne DiCarlo.
I know one of them.
Yvonne DiCarlo was Lily Munster.
Lily Munster.
Eartha Kitt was one.
Oh, see, I'm not playing this game.
Catwoman, you just mentioned her.
Right, there's three.
Julie Newmar, right? Okay.
And Lee Merriweather.
Was the third. Not close.
Who
you may know from
known
the
that.
Time Tunnel or Barnaby Jones.
I'd need more time.
Dude, when you get in your car, do you say atomic batteries to power?
Turbines to speed. I say it every time I get in the car. Yes. Yes. So
anyway, sad loss.
Adam West passing away at the age of 88. And again, I will reiterate this. Even later in life, in his 80s, was the coolest guy. I got to see him at one of the comic shows, and he was at the time he was 84, 85 years old. And just eluded it. Just cool. Just pulled off of him. He was just as nice a man.
How many years did that show actually run?
Three.
Only ran 3 years.
Yeah, that was it.
Did it get bad ratings? Was canceled? I can't imagine that it would.
It kind of had a meteoric rise and fall. It all of a sudden went from nowhere to a pop culture phenomenon. But you know how like Twin Peaks, like all of a sudden everybody's aware of it and talking about it, and then it just kind of sizzles out real quick. That happened with Batman.
Batman originally, I think, was on two nights in a row.
So no, originally one, and then they extended it to two, and then...
Because I remember you would watch, and they'd have a cliffhanger.
Right.
And you'd be like, all day, well, how's he going to get it? There's no way he'll get out of that. He's strapped to a wheel. There's no possible way.
Right.
And then something would happen.
And none of the villains ever, this is for you can go back and watch the episodes, none of the villains ever just went enough of this nonsense and pulled out a gun and shot Batman. They would just play along with their machine that would turn him into a stamp or something like
Who
that.
Who was the King Tut guy?
Victor Bono.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was Peter Ustinov. They kind of look alike, don't they?
Has a Peter Ustinov flavor. Victor Bono's the guy from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah.
And he was in a bunch of other movies. And he was only 28 years old when he played King Tut.
Get out.
Like, you could watch it now and go, that guy's 50.
Easy.
No, he's 28.
King Tut.
And you mentioned your parents used to watch it. It's like really something that really touched everyone's life. I have a 14-year-old who I said, Adam West died. I said, that was Batman. And Dylan's like, I know who it was. Thanks.
Oh,
and then Michael woke up and was like, Batman's gone.
Yeah.
And Jim, my husband, was upset. I knew you were.
Oh, very much.
It's like,
you didn't even call me. I thought I was waiting for your call.
I didn't think you'd care as much, but now look what we find out.
Yeah.
You watched it with your parents.
Get out the tissues. This is terrible.
But spanning the age gap, like, tremendously.
Oh, huge.
And he was on Big Bang, too, somebody said.
Yeah.
Adam
West.
He
did a couple episodes, I think, of Big Bang Theory.
He never really He never outgrew that role. That was 3 years of his life, and he never really was not Batman after that.
I was on with Dave Plyer over the weekend, and we were talking about that, about typecasting. And I said, I don't think you could find two actors that were more typecast than George Reeves, who played Superman on the TV show, and Adam West, who played Batman on the TV show. They did other things, but no matter what they did, you'd always go, oh, look, Batman's playing the role of a lawyer.
You'll remember this name. Who's the guy who starred in Police Squad?
Leslie Nielsen.
He kind of got typecast toward the end of his career.
He was a dramatic actor before he started doing the
Airplane and Police Squad. And he was
I couldn't take him seriously after that.
Tell you where you got to see him. He's the captain on Poseidon Adventure. He's the ship's captain. So there's scenes where he's trying to be a very serious ship captain, explaining.
But you can't take him seriously.
From then on, anything you see him in,
you're ready for like a vegetable to pop out of his head.
And wasn't he in Twilight Zone or an Alfred Hitchcock, I want to say, too?
He may have been, that would make sense.
It was pretty serious, too.
Yeah, that would have made sense. All right, Eric Zorn is here. We'll cover other things with Eric. Stick around if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. Wendy Snyder on WGN. Speaking of traditional mudjacking, Eric Zorn is here live in the studio with us.
It's my middle name, Mudjack. It's my nickname, actually.
Nickname.
It's not my official
middle
name.
Yeah, friendly nickname. Now you have an idea that I think is great. You want to do a segment where this becomes the governor's desk.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys what you think about some bills. There were about 500 bills that pieces of legislation that passed through the General Assembly. They didn't get a budget, but they did pass a bunch of things. And there's from very serious to somewhat less serious. And I thought I would ask Governors Leff and Snyder if they would sign.
Love
these
to.
Bills.
All right.
Yep.
The first one would dub corn the official state grain.
Hmm.
Now, before you say whether you're going to sign this or not, tell me. You need to know that corn is already the state vegetable.
Right. Wendy, are you for this or against this?
Well, so it would be a grain and a vegetable?
It's official state grain and vegetable.
And some of the benefits are what? If you're named the official state vegetable or grain, what are the benefits of this?
You get to wear a sash.
Is that what it is? The tiara on a sash?
We have anything else other than corn?
Why worry about the budget when it's...
Well, grain, I mean, alfalfa, what else is grown?
Wheat?
Yes. If you sign this bill, you'd be in the pocket of big corn.
No, I hope not.
So...
I hope not. I think it's deserving of it. It doesn't cost anybody any money to have this done?
I think not.
Yeah, then go ahead.
Can't you change it later on down the road?
See, I think you could probably get some leverage with the wheat people, maybe. And try to... But anyway, I mean, I wouldn't sign it. I think the state designations are silly. But,
yeah, all right.
Okay, there's another bill...
Tell that to Mr. Apple Pie.
There's another bill that requires school districts to make feminine hygiene products available to students for free in school restrooms.
I think that should happen. Because I have to tell you... as someone who has needed that sometime in their life, sometimes you don't always have a coin on you.
Yeah, I'm
in schools. You're saying specific
in schools, yeah, schools,
it definitely.
You know, in the Tribune article about this, they say supporters contend it's a public health issue that will ensure students don't miss class because they can't afford tampons or sanitary napkins.
I think they should
and
be free
I'm
in
sure
schools.
There are. My only concern would be if people would be like hoarding them and selling them on the street and so on. I would
girls
think,
don't do that. If it was don't? In the boys' bathroom, maybe, but I don't think girls would do it.
There'd be a big black market on it. Another bill.
Eric,
is a
wait.
Little,
I think they should have access to both feminine hygiene products and corn.
Well, see, this is part of the deal. Like,
all right.
Struck.
All right.
You turn to see, like when you feed birds,
right.
You turn the little knob and a little handle,
yay,
a handful
corn.
Of corn.
I feel better already.
The birds and
yes.
Like in that Mary Poppins thing. Anyway,
yes.
A bill on Rauner's desk will make it easier for transgender people to change their gender designation on their birth certificates. Illinois law says transgender people may change now only if a doctor says they've had transition surgery. That
mm-hmm.
is, they've changed. They've
oh, that's
been
interesting.
Surgically altered. And this is to comport with your gender identity. Governor
Wendy,
Snyder.
What are your thoughts?
I think they should be able to change it easier. I just know changing it from my married name was a pain in the butt.
Oh,
I'm for it.
Here's what I would suggest with the driver's license. Now, this is separate from which washrooms you use, which bathrooms you use. But for the purpose of your driver's license, I would think whatever sexual organs you have, organ or organs? If you have more than one organ, you get a separate driver's license.
Ripley's
two driver's license. Right.
With you.
All right. So whatever whatever's going on down there should
but
be reflected
why? They're
on
not
your...
looking down there when they're judging your picture to, does it look like you?
Are you talking about, are you
if
doing,
you're identifying...
are you doing this for like organ donation purposes?
No,
this
well,
is not...
actually...
They'll figure it out when they pull your pants down.
Wait, then I got to change my license.
I think you need to change your vote on this. I think you're wrong, Bill. I think you need to sign this.
Yeah.
If I'm dressing as a boy,
right.
You'd want my picture to say that I'm a boy, so it looks like it's...
Mm. All right. Mm, I'm trying to
they
think.
They can check down there later if they have to, if I get in
time.
An accident and I'll wear clean underpants.
Yeah, I mean, my take on this is that when you have this issue of transgenderism and so on, is that it doesn't hurt anybody to change your birth certificate.
Right.
Right? And it is an
so
important part.
Your birth
part,
certificate or your driver's
birth
license?
Certificate.
Birth
yeah.
certificate.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean, and, you know, whenever I feel like someone's pushing back, like, oh, we don't want to normalize transgenderism. Well, transgenderism happens.
Yeah.
And I think that allowing people to identify this way, the way they feel that they are, is humane and compassionate. I can't gin up an argument against it.
All right.
So what I'm saying is, like, you know, I suppose if you want to be really technical, like the birth certificate must be a technical document, but it's not going to open the door to all kinds of fraud or something. So I would sign that bill.
But what about, remember this woman who, even though she was born as a white woman, identified as an African-American, Rachel Dolezal,
yeah.
Right? All right. So could she then on her driver's license have listed something other than Caucasian? You know what I mean?
That's kind of a good question because she's identifying with something else. That's
right.
Kind of what these transgender people would be doing as well.
Don't you think?
That's a good question, Bill. I would defer.
You should be on 2020 tonight.
I am on 2020
you
tonight.
Should.
Yeah. Couldn't you also say
I need to change the subject cuz I don't
where it
good
says height
that.
Or weight, couldn't you say even
I've lied about that since I got my license.
But couldn't you say I weigh this
wait, look
but
at
I,
Wendy's driver's license and step out of the car.
Right. Turn around.
Oh,
you look fantastic.
But no police officer is going to question me on that cuz I'm going to say what are you saying?
Right.
You know? So
you
they'll stay away from that. But most women do
fudge
reduce
a
it a
two,
little.
Yeah.
So
all right. All right.
But
we got time for one more.
Yeah, go one more.
One more. Of the 500 bills, we'll do four or five.
All right.
Keep your paycheck private. There's a bill that where a prospective employer has no right to ask you to reveal your current salary.
When you're looking for another job?
When you're looking for a job, when you apply to a job, they can't say, well, what are you making now? They can't ask that.
I think they can ask it. Can't they? I wouldn't be embarrassed if somebody asked it.
It's not a question of embarrassment. It's a question of giving them leverage on the salary offer. Like if you come in and say, oh, I'm making 50 grand, they go, oh, well, we don't have to pay it. We can pay him 60 grand and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But do they really check with other employers?
I don't think they can. I don't think they do. And so
now you tell me. I should have inflated everything. deflated my weight, inflated right. my salary.
I hadn't really thought about this until I read about this bill, and I thought, well, it does make sense. It's kind of like these bills that would say you can't ask about you can't put on the application form whether you've been convicted of a felony. You can ask about it later, but it's about not stopping people in the application process.
You can ask about it once that person has been hired or not hired.
Once you're in the interview process, you can. Oh. But just to get in the door, they don't want people to do that. But in this case, I would like job applicants to be evaluated and considered based on who they are right now, not how much money they're making.
That makes sense.
So if the job is worth 90 grand, then the person should be paid 90 grand, whether they're making 40 now or whether they're making 110 now.
So if you just say point blank, I'm not comfortable, let's say the prospective employer says, what'd you make at your last job? You can just simply say, I'm not comfortable.
I think they're not allowed to ask. Just like I think they're not allowed to ask women if they're going to get pregnant.
How do you know, too? That's just...
Or they're
that
trying
really
to get
is...
pregnant. I mean, there are a bunch of rules about what you can and can't ask during a job interview. And I think age may be one of them, actually. Yeah. Of course, you can usually infer an age. You look, well, you graduated from high school. And
can they ask what you think the official grain of your state is?
that you cannot ask. That is far too sensitive.
That's too sensitive.
Yes.
That's Eric Zorn. He's sensitive. You already know that. Read him in the Chicago Tribune. He's always great. Eric, great to see you.
Good
Thanks
see
so much
you.
For coming
Thanks,
by.